9, ADA rule package decision. Sam? And before you get into that one, I just wanted, Joe, we did find the 6K for the, you knew that, right?
Okay. We did.
I just got out of the loop on that, so.
Absolutely.
You want to explain to the commissioner what
that is? Oh, sure. For those of you that, well, all of you were here in April when we had the chance to bring the ADA Advisory Committee before you. And one of the things that arose from that discussion, of course, was a request from the committee members to get some funding to do some volunteer projects out in the regions. And in particular, they put together a request and a proposal that was presented to the commission and to the director. And as a result of that process, they were able to identify funds that could be used for that purpose. So our group is out there right now trying to persuade some private groups to cooperate in this effort as well. And so if we're trying to do some cooperative funding agreements. So if the agency comes up with funding, the private groups do too. The object there, of course, is that you have local groups who have agreed to maintain the facilities once we walk away from them, which is a big issue in our ADA facilities. You know, we build them, and then 2 years later, they're not there anymore. So the maintenance aspect is huge to us, and getting the local involvement really helps. So, yes, absolutely, we are pleased as punch to be able to let the committee know that, in fact, we've found the money, and we're working through some of the details and how to get it to them. And we look forward to starting projects, and they're all getting ready to gear up and go. So we're very excited about that.
Can you explain what this project is?
Yes. For those of you that aren't aware, when we appeared before you before, Rick Spring in particular has been working with a group called, we've helped him market and try to image and brand himself correctly, and the committee is behind that as well. They've started a movement called Building Blinds, Building Lives. And it is a process where they construct blinds that are accessible for persons with disabilities to be used for either hunting or wildlife viewing. And we're actually looking at trying to expand that out to use in other kinds of hunting as well, perhaps station them near runs and other things that might enable handicapped hunters to participate in other kinds of hunts. So we're trying to get one of those up in every region. That is a goal of the committee. And the process we're making on this one will help us, you know, move further and further towards that goal. So we're really excited that effort has drawn some national press recently that we're very pleased about. And in fact, was picked up by some of the local press too. So we're very excited about it, and we're very, very thankful to the commission, to each and every one of you, and to the department, to our director and deputy director for making that effort and supporting us in that fashion. So thank you very much.
Get an update upon completion with maybe a little slideshow?
Absolutely. I'm sure we'll go running back out to tell everybody once we're done. Yes, absolutely. We will be happy to keep you all apprised of how it's going. I'm hoping to work with Tammy to actually build in a reporting mechanism for you all at each one of your meetings so you'll be able to follow their progress. We're doing some pretty fun things right at the moment, and we're actually getting ready to break ground on a trap shooting facility for persons with disabilities down in the Vancouver area. So we've got some really fun things coming up, and we're very excited about it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I approached the commission today to request that the commission adopt the rules that we discussed back in April, some new rules having to do with the ADA program. As you know, we had a new law enacted, RCW 77.32.237, that asked us to do a number of things. We took that same opportunity to go back through all of the ADA regs and try to do a once-over, to clean them all up, make them all work with one another, and to work with the other regulations of the other programs. It had been a little while since that effort had been undertaken. There were some definition meaning issues that had arisen, and so we wanted to take care of that. The rules primarily do three things. We created a new trapping accommodation, an accommodation for persons that want to do trapping with disabilities. We also initiated some new rules for special use permits in the case of persons who may violate them. And we did something that we haven't done before. We created a new appeals process through an administrative law judge so that we completely comply with due process, which was a concern of mine, in particular moving forward. I wanted to make sure we had a very viable and healthy due process, appeal process that was quick. Because some of these seasons are extremely quick, and so the appeal process has to be quick as well. The third thing we did is we used the opportunity to clarify the shooting from a vehicle. We are now going to be running that through the special use permit program. The special use permit program, just to remind you, of course, is for persons with disabilities. If they have an impairment, we can allow an accommodation to accommodate that impairment. And our concern up till now was that this particular accommodation didn't necessarily relate to anybody's impairment when it was given out previously. And with the law change, the law actually took away the statute that dealt with shooting from a vehicle and asked us to regulate it. So we were in a position where we had to come forward with the regulation on that, and we feel very good running it through that process. When we took the public information period for these regulations, we only received two comments. One comment was on the placard itself, basically inquiring and asking questions about it. We assured them that they were still available. They would be available by application through the special use process. And the second comment had to do with a request that we work on introducing more fishing access sites, which, interestingly enough, is another thing our committee is going to be looking at going forward. So with that said, are there any questions about the regulations that we're putting forward to you today? In the absence of questions, then I would request that the Commission approve these new regulations, the three new regulations, and the amendments to the four regulations that we've requested as part of this package.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah.
I move to adopt WAP 220-200-190, 220-200-180, 220-413-210, and amendments to WAC 220-200-160, 220-200-170, 220-305-120, and 220-413-140 as presented. And when there's a second, I'll explain why.
Is there a second?
Second.
Commissioner Graybill seconded. Yes,
Commissioner. And I just urge all of my colleagues to support this. I think this is excellent work. Thank you, Sam. And thanks very much to our committee members on our advisory committee, the ADA committee, who also worked through this. And that's the reason that I'm supporting this motion. They've vetted it, and they recommend it, and it's increasing access for the disabled community with a new whole hunt, the trapping. So I urge everyone to support this.
I'll just add to that that this is an example of how things should work, that a committee based of people with subject matter expertise to the finest degree provide us with the knowledge that we need so we can make informed decisions that benefit the community at large, and so it is a good example of a functioning, well-oiled system here. And I thank you for your leadership, and I second that with Commissioner Thornburn. As again, we all know, it wasn't always like this. The oil machine got pretty for a while, but you have brought it to outstanding operating capacity. So thank you, Sam.
On behalf of the committee, we greatly appreciate your continued support, and this is, I can't take credit for that. We've got an outstanding group of people, and I think the genesis of that was actually at the end of our last session when the commission sat down and decided to have an organized approach to this with a proper mindset for really enabling this committee to take off, and I'm proud of the support. This started with you guys. your plan to put people on this and how to do it. I thought it was outstanding. You enabled us to do what we needed to do. So thank you.
Good. So with all of that, motion has been made and seconded. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Well, I'll do it formally now. Motion carried.
Very good.